Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Databook, a Chief Healthcare Executive podcast. My name is Laura Jost, and I'm the editorial director at CHE. Today, Ira Tauber, president of Trios, joins me. We discuss the supply chain issues in healthcare, what problems were highlighted during the pandemic, and other concerns with an aging population, as well as how their needs differ from those seen in the pandemic. So Ira, before we get started, can you just tell me a little bit about yourself and your company?
So Trios powers like hospitals, the caregiving side of the healthcare marketplace with intelligent solutions that provide visibility and kind of control over their supply chain costs. And so we've been doing this for about 20 years. We serve over about 10,000 locations. And by providing these kind of data-driven solutions with a very personal and intimate, you know, human touch to it, we focus on those areas of supply chain that our clients really need help with and allowing them to drive performance and cost savings while ultimately giving them time to focus on what is really important, which is patient care. You know, I serve as the president of the organization, and in my role, though, it's focusing on all of the operations and the services that we deliver. I have to keep an eye towards strategy and the evolving marketplace. So though I support the execution of those strategies, I'm really looking forward and kind of forward thinking as to how we kind of really go where the market and our clients need.
So before we get into a little bit more of that forward looking, right now, you know, we're in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic still, and this pandemic has really shined a light on a lot of different shortcomings in the US healthcare system, some of which we kind of knew about, some of which we maybe didn't know as much about. What were the biggest supply chain issues that were really highlighted during the pandemic?
Yeah, so for Trios and our clients, certainly the obvious things about supply shortages, everybody heard about the shortage of necessary personal protective equipment and things like that. And though that amongst itself provided a lot of challenges, but kind of supporting that whole logistics and kind of delivery and transportation system was really a strain on the whole network. The shortage of not only the equipment and supplies, but also the shortage and capacity of the delivery carriers, of the people actually making these deliveries, there was really a constraint on that whole system, which has kind of backed up the whole network. So again, not only the products and devices even being manufactured and supplied, which was a critical thing, but the delivery and ensuring that those products get to where they needed for the care that was required was really strained.
So, and having gone through about 20 months now of this pandemic, how are or were these issues being addressed?
In the beginning, there was a large scramble. I think the pandemic kind of caught supply chain leaders, especially in healthcare, a little bit by surprise. And what I say about that was there was really no plan. The traditional way of procuring and getting materials in, people had to respond very quickly and look at alternative sources. A lot of the stuff that was you heard and people, were affected by the shortage in terms of the PPE equipment, a lot of that was made offshore and bringing that into the country. So there was a mad scramble, and there has been a little bit of a focus on inshoring or nearshoring, manufacturing in the U.S. closer to facilities, as well as looking at different strategies and different supply sources of this material.
So I know there were companies that popped up because of this, mm-hmm. right? New companies were sprouting up. Are these companies here to stay, do you think? Are they going to be just another layer now for these hospitals and health systems? Or do you think maybe this is a temporary thing?
Well, I think there's going to be these people will play a larger role and maybe a longer term strategy. I mean, the first was very reactionary. And, when it was really required to be able to serve patients and ensure, care of not only the patients, but also the caregivers and the safety around them, it was a very, very quick response. I think what's really needed is more of a holistic approach to managing kind of supply chain in terms of visibility and control, and looking at how do they do it, whether they take control themselves, whether they look to partner with a select group of organizations that can, you know, that can help them. But it's really going to be some non-traditional thinking in the healthcare supply chain than what's going on in the last 20 years.
Are there any concerns, though, that like as the pandemic maybe fades into memory or just sort of becomes less novel and more routine, that health systems will fall back into like bad habits of maybe we don't need that secondary, you know, supplier? Yeah.
So that's a very good comment. Healthcare, though we are leading edge, cutting edge on clinical, you know, expertise, sometimes supply chain expertise lags. And what the balance is going to be really the pressure of the balance of these supply chain changes are really, you know, there's a cost to it. So I think the cost, the balance between the cost pressures and the supply chain efficiencies has to come to a head. And that's, as I mentioned earlier, I think that's a longer term strategy. So I think there are some health systems that will move forward with a very, you know, strategic approach. Others, I think, due to limited resources in their own organizations, will in fact go back to some bad habits. That's just the unfortunate nature of the way the, you know, these systems are set up.
So shifting a little bit from that, you know, this immediate issue that's going on to something that's a little bit more forward looking, the aging U.S. population. Now that's been a concern for healthcare systems for years now, because the baby boomer generation started to retire, I think 10 years ago at this point. Mm-hmm. So coming off the heels of the pandemic, are hospitals maybe in a better position with their supply chains, or is this going to be a new added stress on top of that?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question about, they are both very important concerns. And certainly the aging population has been on the minds of a lot of healthcare leadership. I think maybe if we could take some lessons learned and some best practices from, you know, what's going on in kind of the economy today or in the markets today in terms of the consumerism of healthcare. You know, more and more people are making informed or should be making more informed decisions on, you know, not only where they get care, how care is being delivered, whether it's the traditional method, you know, the brick and mortar type method versus maybe an alternative type of delivery of care, whether it be in home or at alternative care sites. So if you think about it, during the pandemic, a lot of consumers in non-healthcare were resorting towards in-home delivery of products and, you know, finding different ways to get the products and services they need. I think the shift towards in the healthcare space to adopting some of those methods is where we need to go to serve that aging population. I think when I talk about consumerism, I think there needs to be strategies, just like retailers have e-commerce strategies. I think healthcare providers need to have, you know, strategies to serve this population as well.
So is there going to have to be some like extrapolation of the lessons learned, because the needs of that aging population aren't exactly going to line up maybe with the needs of what was going on in the midst of a pandemic affecting everyone across all ages?
Yeah, I think really this segment of the population has different and unique requirements. As the population ages, they may not be adopters of things like technologies. Now we look at, you know, advanced technologies in terms of, you know, things like diagnostic equipment or wearables and things like that. You know, those all sound very attractive for a consumer, you know, for care and monitoring. But, you know, how to get that equipment, you know, it's got to be user friendly. It has to be available and accessible to that population. You know, there's got to be a level of, if someone's going to be delivering, you know, products or diagnostic, you know, equipment or even medicines into someone's home, there's got to be a level of trust and process that goes with it to someone to delivering something, you know, across the threshold of somebody's door instead of leaving it outside, like a delivery company might deliver, you know, a pair of sneakers and leaving it at your door. So I think it needs to be some specific strategies on how to deal with that population.
And then, as we said, you know, this aging population has been on the minds of healthcare for a while, and obviously the pandemic was not something we had foreseen. You know, with the pandemic, you said there was a lot of scrambling at first, but hopefully with the baby boomers aging now coming up for a while, are there ways that hospitals should have, probably have prepared to keep up with the demands of that aging population?
Yeah, I think it starts with the end. Yeah, I mean, very similar to the approach of having a strategy to deal with a pandemic, and trying to think about, you know, where product and supplies and things like that are coming from in a strained environment. I think a strategy, it really starts with strategy. And what I think is interesting in healthcare today, a lot of hospitals and health systems rely on intermediaries and other folks to manage the supply chain activities. And in some respect, working with a partner can be very, very, a very good model. I think there needs to be a little bit more control. The health systems have to determine how much control and visibility of their supply chain do they want to keep in-house versus outsource. And I think there can be a good mix, because I think the control and the visibility needs to be with the healthcare providers. They can work with other partners to execute on that, but the, you know, the strategies and the controls around that really need to, I think, start to shift more within these health systems. Now that certainly brings up some interesting kind of dynamics in terms of their expertise and resource. They can go out and acquire talent. They can work with companies such as Trios to provide them with solutions like that, to provide that visibility and control. But at the end of the day, the responsibilities and accountabilities really should reside with the healthcare systems.
So those are all the questions I had. Is there anything that you want to add?
No, I think the thing that I think would be very important, whether we're talking about addressing a pandemic or an aging, you know, population group, is really, I think it does start with a strategy. And that strategy needs to be a holistic type of approach. It's not a transactional, how do I buy things? How do I ship things? It's more of working with suppliers, working with partners to understand the dynamics of the supply chain and coming up with a model and a network that really meets the forward-looking kind of requirements of whether it's a population or a particular situation that's in like a pandemic. So I think it starts with strategy and then find those partners that can help them execute on this.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure and appreciate your interest.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Databook. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Chief Health Exec and on LinkedIn and Facebook. Until next time, I'm Laura Jost.